It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. We are broadcasting live from the East Lansing Folk Festival in downtown East Lansing, right across from Harper's here in downtown East Lansing. We want to welcome a guy to our microphone now whose name is synonymous with folk music here in mid-Michigan. Bob Blackman's been associated with the Great Lakes Folk Festival for many years. He's a fixture at Elderly Instruments in Lansing, a real center of folk music in our community. And virtually everybody listening right now remembers Bob as part of the WKAR family. Bob hosted the folk tradition on WKAR for nearly 30 years. He's still family. Bob, welcome to Current State.
Thank you, Mark. It's lovely to be here with you.
What role have you played with the festival, for folks who don't know about that, and judging by the clipboards that we are both schlepping around, it looks like you're still involved.
Well, I am. This year, I'm one of the MCs on stage for over at the MAC stage by the Marriott Hotel. I'm introducing most of the performers there tonight and tomorrow. And also, I'll be moderating the fiddle workshop tomorrow at noon over at the City Hall stage, which will be fun. So these days, I primarily am an onstage MC. But in the early days, I had a little more to do with it. The festival started in 1999 when the National Folk Festival, which is a national event that moves from city to city every 3 years, chose East Lansing as the home base for 3 years. So the National Folk Festival was here in 1999, 2000, and 2001, and I was on the local committee of people who helped organize the festival and helped pick out performers and plan the event. And then in 2002, the National Folk Festival moved on to another city, and we developed our own, the Great Lakes Folk Festival. And I, in the early years, was also involved in picking out some of the musicians or helping with that. But at this point, everything is running very smoothly, and the museum has some great people to do that. Don't need my assistance as much, so I'm happy to just kind of show up and be a master of ceremonies these days.
As the insider that you are, what aspect of this gathering do you like the most?
You know, I think what I like most is simply that you can hear so many wonderful kinds of music that are often very difficult for us to hear in person in a concert setting unless we're in these particular cultures. Most of us don't get to hear Cajun music very often, or even Irish music, except perhaps occasionally at the Ten Pound Fiddle or at Wharton Center or something. But there's Finnish American music here, there's French Canadian, there's all kinds of great music, and all of these performers are incredible. It's wonderful to see them in concert, not just on a record. You get to see, in some cases, the clothes they wear are traditional. You get to see the instruments they're playing. In many cases, they'll talk a little bit about their musical styles. We also have some showcases where, for example, the one I'm doing tomorrow has four different fiddlers from different groups, totally different musical traditions, and we'll all sit up on stage together, and each one of them will play a tune and talk about their particular approach to fiddle and how they learned the instrument. And so the chance to hear so many different kinds of traditional music all played just brilliantly in one spot, and for free at that, is really extraordinary.
You've got a long list of the performers here. As you look down this long list from music all over the planet, which acts jump out at you as the ones that you are really most interested in hearing, just as a folk music guy?
Yeah, well, you know, I love, everybody always loves the Quebecois groups from the French-Canadian bands because they're just full of energy, and so we have two of them this year, and one of them is playing right now, and then the second one, Dandelion, I hope I'm saying that right, is basically Dandelion, is playing at 10 o'clock tonight on the MAC stage, and I know they're going to be great. I heard a little bit of the Finnish-American duo earlier. I heard some of their sound bites, and I thought they were really terrific. They're called Kaivama, and I thought they were really excellent.
Describe the sound if you can.
They were the Kaivama is primarily a fiddle and harmonium, which is like essentially like an organ, a keyboard. duo, and the fiddle just makes a sort of swirling, very danceable sound, and even though it's just two instruments, it's a very, very rich and exciting sound, and I guess they also do some singing, which I have not heard yet, but I'm looking forward to that part of what they do also, and a lot of the music has a lot of fiddle. There's most of the bands here have fiddle, which is such a great instrument, and it is interesting to kind of hear the slight variations in style, whether it's fiddle or accordion or guitar. Part of the fun is moving from stage to stage and getting to hear all these different kinds of groups, like a smorgasbord where you can just kind of sample a little bit and then move on and go hear something else. And I always recommend to people, you know, if you love bluegrass or you love blues or Celtic, whatever you're familiar with, go see that, but also make a point of walking around, hear some of the groups that you're not familiar with, some of the musical traditions you're not familiar with. It's a perfect chance. It's all outdoors. It's free. You can just walk freely from stage to stage, and you might discover something that you've never heard before that becomes one of your favorite types of music. So,
Bob, are you a player?
I don't play very much. I've played occasionally just kind of around the living room. I'll strum a guitar now and then, but mostly I'm just an enthusiast. I realized long ago that whatever talents I had were better put in the service of other people's music. I was better at talking about it and being enthusiastic about it than I was at making my own.
I think I had that breakthrough a couple of decades ago myself.
Well, you need people like that. You need somebody to be in the audience clapping, and you need somebody to do radio and to help with concerts. But I'm just so grateful that all these musicians are here and that the MSU Museum and the City of East Lansing have gone to the effort year after year to bring them all here. It really is an amazing weekend, and I just urge anybody, even if you don't think you like this kind of music or you're not familiar with it, come down here, walk around, and I think you'll fall in love with something while you're here.
Is it your feeling that the passion that you've had for folk, is it your feeling that is reaching younger people?
I think it is, actually, although it's interesting. Each generation kind of finds its own music. You know, our parents were listening to maybe Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Later in life, some of the younger groups, bluegrass, came in, more singer-songwriters. These days, there are a lot of bands like Steppin' In It here in the Lansing area, and groups like Mumford & Sons and the Avett Brothers, who use bluegrass-style instruments, but for a little more of a rock and roll feel or a little more contemporary feel. But definitely young people, I think, are discovering banjo and fiddle, and in some cases they're going back and hearing some of the musical roots that we listened to in our day, which is where some of these younger groups, you know, got excited about this stuff. So I think the traditions, they change, but they definitely are still strong.
Listen, look for and listen for Bob Blackman, WKAR folk host emeritus, who joins us here at the East Lansing Folk Festival. He has played a key role in the festival over the years, and you'll still see him on stage here. And who knows, he might dust off his guitar and strum a few chords.
Unlikely, but if they're really desperate some year, I hope it never gets to that.
Bob, good to see you.
A pleasure, Mark.
All right,
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the weekend.
You too.